Remember when folks cheered the confirmation of generals to cabinet posts, hoping they would be the adults in the room with our bratty, narcissistic boy president? Now, of course, they're all gone, leaving Trump with mostly himself as advisors and apologists like Mick and Rudy to come out and explain what the infantile commander-in-chief really meant to say. James Mad Dog Mattis left his post as Secretary of Defense a while back, citing irreconcilable worldview differences, but like the other good soldiers, declined to criticize his boss. Well, that was before Trump called him the world's most overrated general while trying to defend his precipitous withdrawal from Syria, leaving the Kurds to a certain slaughter. Most soldiers, Mattis included, would bristle over a cut and run like this, an act of cowardice that even the Republicans found repugnant. Not to mention a complete lack of foreign policy by this administration that leaves in its wake head-spinning implications for the Middle East. "I earned my spurs on the battlefield," the general said at a gala fundraiser, and Donald Trump earned his spurs in a letter from a doctor. Later, he added a few further commentaries. "I think the only person in the military that Mr. Trump doesn't think is overrated is Colonel Sanders." And if that wasn't funny enough, he added, "A year, according to White House time, is about 9,000 hours of executive time, or 1,800 holes of golf." Well played, General. Well played. So it has come to this, the commander-in-chief ridiculed by his own generals. And the question that should be asked of the folks who support the president in light of such open mockery, how much more can we take? How much damage can we sustain? How long before we say enough is more than enough? Well, judging by the response to the impeachment hearings, I'd say his defenders are willing to become the laughingstock of the world. The trouble is, there's not too much funny here.